All right, well, welcome to the 53rd episode of Charlie and Me.
Time out. Are we going 53rd or are we going season 2, episode 1?
Oh, I like that. Welcome to season 2, episode 1 of Charlie and Me. That was a weird audible that I really liked, and we're going to stick with it. I thought he was telling me to actually stop the show, so I almost did. But if you are not, if you're not our friends and family, we're not sure why you're listening, but we're sure happy you're here. If you are our friends and family, we have another weird arranged podcast lined up for you here, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And to the point last time, if anyone listened to the interview where Alex said, have fun editing that, didn't edit any of it. Worked out great. So
you could probably tell.
You could probably tell we didn't edit too much. I basically just make sure everything lines up, and then that's it. Boom.
Boom. Master editor-in-chief over here.
It's really, yeah, it's, you know, producing a podcast, besides, it used to take me a long time. Now it takes me like 2 minutes, and then they're done, because it's like the same thing every time, so either way.
Maybe that says something about our show. We should change it up.
Yeah, the more I said that, the more I was like, man, I should probably just stop talking. Just talk myself into a hole there. So, what's up, Charlie?
Oh, man. So, I never touched on this last time, but yeah, I was out of town again this weekend. And most of the week, actually. And my room and apartment is just a mess. Because weekends are my cleaning days.
Right.
So, I have two suitcases that are, like, half unpacked, just sitting on my floor.
Nice.
One is empty, so...
There you go.
About me. So yeah, I'm really almost looking forward to being kind of a recluse this weekend, but it's St. Patrick's Day, so I don't know how well it's actually going to go.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, but I had the whole, like, I think I may have had the worst Sunday scaries of my life this Sunday.
Really?
Going back to work. Yeah. I just knew
it like, wasn't. It wasn't like hungover Sunday scaries, it was just like,
I don't know. No, it was just like, I haven't been to work in like 5-6 days.
Yeah, I got the text from you on Monday morning, and it just goes like, how many emails do you think I have? And I was like,
That was a lot for me, by the way.
I guessed 500, and he's like, no, 50. And I was like, oh, well.
It was 78.
Whatever.
But yeah, that's a lot for me. And
I'm sure at least 28 of them are trash, so.
Only 4.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. That sucks. That's a lot of emails. I get a lot of trash emails that I could look at, but I usually don't have to, so I know what they say.
So I'm kind of I'm looking forward to seeing what this weekend has to offer.
Ooh,
we'll see.
That's a very open-ended statement. That I like that. If I was in town, I'm fairly sure that we'd be hitting up St. Patrick's.
I was gonna say, if anyone's in town, hit me up and I'll probably say yes. Let's go.
Little Green River action.
Look at the Irish, eh?
And not the drink. That's like a Green River is like a soda fountain drink, isn't it?
Soda pop. Nice can of soda pop.
I'm pretty sure it's like ice cream and like some green stuff. Anyway, I had a good weekend, pretty low key. I actually did clean my apartment. I hung stuff up on the walls. The only thing my apartment is missing now is a couch.
You still haven't got a couch.
I can't move it by myself. I've literally been like, oh, fuck, what am I going to do?
And I've been gone, so what are you going
to
do?
You've been gone, so I don't have a whole bunch of other people to be like, hey, do you want to help me move a fucking couch? That's how you make a lot of quick friends. Ask them to help you move. So it looks really nice in here, but the air mattress is kind of dragging down the aesthetic, if you will. Other than that, I had some wine on Saturday night. Nothing too crazy. I had best part on weekend. I had lunch with my grandma. I go over on Sunday. I go over there and she's like, "You're early," because she didn't change her clock.
Oh.
And I was like, "No, I'm pretty sure I'm on time." And she's like, "Oh, okay." So we changed all the clocks and everything. And then she's like, "You want to go get a burger?" And I was like, "Fuck yes, let's go get a burger." So we just went, ate a burger, had a good time, shot the shit. It was fun.
Grandmas. What do you? I love them.
It was great. What else? I didn't do a whole lot else. Work's been good this week. And then Saturday, I am on a 737 out. Not the max, though, because the max...
I was going to say, are you grounded?
It's not the max. The max goes at 737-700. It's the older one, so, you know, this guy's turning wheels off.
That reminded me, I had a funny incident. Not really funny. In the airport, going through security... I'm on my way to Des Moines. I had my iPad, my working computer, my laptop, and, you know, one of the security bins. It goes through the x-ray thing. It got pulled over. Not my bag, not me, my laptop got pulled over. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Dude. I just looked at it and goes, you're good.
He said that?
Yeah, he just like looked at it, picked it up and said, this is yours. I'm like, yeah, he goes, okay, yeah, you're good.
Huh. Must have radiation on it.
So confused.
I probably am not going to say anything because what if you get checked by TSA next time because they're listening to our podcast, like everyone.
Everyone.
Some of the most listened to podcasts by the TSA.
Our 50 listeners.
Sponsored by the TSA of Chicago, of Chicago O'Hare International Airport.
The guy was really nice about it, but I was just really perplexed as to why I got pulled over.
That is interesting. I've never heard of just the laptop being pulled over.
So. And the guy's shoes in front of me fell off out of his bucket. So his bag came through and he couldn't find his shoes.
No way.
That's kind of funny. So we were both kind of talking for a short little bit while they were trying to find his shoes.
Ah, and so you made a friend.
I was waiting for my laptop.
You made a friend in the airport.
I made a friend. Wow, look at me go. Look at me go.
Look at you, Mr. Friendly.
Yeah.
Charlie, you done your taxes yet?
Yeah, you know I haven't.
I did mine. Oh. Return's coming by the end of the week.
Look at you.
Should be exciting.
Whoa. Sorry. Okay, continue.
I feel like I had a good train of thought there. But anyway, our podium this week
podium
is like weird tax laws, I guess.
Breaks / laws.
Tax weird tax things.
Tax information.
Heads.
It's tails.
Oh.
I couldn't quite tell.
I couldn't tell if it was Lincoln's face or not. It's not a fair coin.
It's a penny, so I don't know. First one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Whaling captains are eligible for up to a $10,000 deduction on their taxes.
Why?
I don't know.
Just for being whalers?
I thought whaling was illegal, but yeah.
Is that in the U.S.?
I don't know, man.
Hmm, weird. My first one is in the Middle Ages, Europe taxed soap.
Soap.
And it wasn't until like the 1860s or something like that Great Britain finally lifted the tax.
I would just say I'd have to pay for a lot of taxes.
Yeah, maybe that's why the plague started. No one was washing themselves, and then the rats are running in their dirty water.
Damn rats.
Dirty Europe.
Anyway.
Okay, Charlie just sneezed. And literally it was the most quiet thing I've ever heard, but
I'm trying to keep it off camera. It
looked like you were falling off. Anyway.
My second one is business owner who use dogs for property protection are eligible for tax breaks.
Ooh.
So go get yourself a dog.
Get yourself a dog and then claim your house as a business.
And then claim charliemead.org as your domain and your business.
And then give us your tax refunds.
And then give us money.
No, just your tax refund. Like, you don't have to like actually just pay us. Just make sure your tax refund comes to us in our name.
God, you're a terrible negotiator.
Okay. In Italy, artists are tax-free if they make less than... Well, they can deduct up to 40,000 euros.
Artists?
If you're an artist.
Is that why they all live in Italy?
I guess. They have to, like, register with something, but once they register, they're up to 40,000 euros, which is... I mean, that's like $45,000, right?
The euro's fallen.
Yeah, but it's still above the...
I'm pretty sure it's below the dollar now.
I don't think so.
And we just looked it up, and Grant was wrong. Shocker, I know. Dollar's better than euro right now. But yeah, artists. That's actually kind of cool. I like that. The 40,000 euro.
It's an interesting play.
I don't know. I wonder how hard it is to register.
They didn't make it seem like it was very difficult. I can pull it up here, and it said... Oh, shit. I lied, too. It was actually Ireland, not Italy. I was reading something else about Italy. Ireland. So, basically, you just have to have some sort of merit, and then that's it. You register with the Revenues Commission, and you have some sort of merit, and your claim is processed.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah, so if you want to be an artist, move to Ireland and become a citizen, and then turn around and get 40, $1,000 or euros a year.
Time for my third one here. Gonna go with, if you have a swimming pool and you have an illness where the medical condition can be helped by swimming, you can get a tax deduction.
You can write that pool right off.
Probably the only time having a pool won't cost you extra money. I mean, it still might cost you extra money, but it'll cost you less extra money.
Yeah, you're going to pay more insurance, but at the end of the day, you know, you can write it off in your taxes, so it's worth it.
Yeah. Let's go get pools.
I'm in. I'm going to get a pool for the apartment and write it off as my medical waiver. My last one is something that the IRS allowed from a lady named Cynthia Hess in 1994. She's an exotic dancer, and her nickname was Chesty Love, and they allowed her to write off the entirety of her breast enhancement surgery.
I heard that one, actually.
1994, so that was a good year. I was born, Charlie was born, and Chesty Love got new boobs.
Paid for by taxes.
Yep, paid for by Uncle Sam himself, so.
I mean, if you're in the system, bravo to her, I guess.
If you're going to work it, you might as well work it all the way. I mean, there's no sense in stopping halfway. I appreciate it, but either way. Well, let's jump in this interview here and... All right, now we welcome on national qualifier in the mile, right? Indoor mile?
Yep, that's right.
Congratulations. That was pretty sweet. Carl Wachter. Carl, I fucked that up? Carl Wachter, right?
Yep, that's right.
Yes. I practiced that like 5 times before I said it. Just wanted to make sure I said it right. But Carl, thanks for coming on. We're happy to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, did you enjoy Boston this last weekend or what?
I did. It's a pretty cool place. It's Pete's favorite place in the entire world. So he's like a different person when he's in Boston.
Oh, no way.
No way. Wow. Well, we're going to get back into Pete in a second.
Yeah, hold that thought.
But the first question we ask anyone that ever comes on the show is, what's your favorite Charlie and Me moment? So that could be pertaining to both of us, one of us, but hopefully both of us if you got one.
It doesn't have to be podcast related either.
No, it doesn't have to do anything with podcast.
Any time that I have known you?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, any time you haven't known us would be kind of weird.
Okay, that's easy. My freshman year when we were at the cabin in the summer before cross country even started.
Yeah?
You put that worm in your mouth that one night.
I do remember that, kind of. But yeah, that sounds like something I would have done that summer.
It was a great first impression.
I try my best to impress everyone I meet.
Grant, the greatest showman right there.
I'm the greatest showman, yeah. You know what? Everyone's ate a worm in their life. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I have not eaten a worm, Grant. No.
Carl, you ever eaten a worm?
I can't say I have, no.
All right, well, maybe work that into your like training diet before next outdoor season, and you might go back to nationals. I don't know.
You might say exactly where you're at.
Yeah.
If you can prove it works, then I'll give it a try.
If I can prove it works, ooh.
So Grant, I think if you eat a worm right now or within the next 2 months, and then break 5 in the mile, it's a work.
Yeah.
It's
guaranteed to work. Does that count?
Breaking 5 in the mile. Yeah. I don't know if that's.
At this point in my life, it might be a little more difficult than you think.
At this point, that's working.
We've been out of the game a little bit here, Carl. We've got other stuff on our mind.
All right. I'm not going to take you on that bet, but.
All right. Well, we'll discuss details of the bet later.
Okay.
So, kind of bring this back to Pete. What is your favorite Pete-ism?
Pete-ism?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Something that Pete does that kind of makes you laugh, or.
Or something he says where you're like, what the fuck did this guy just say?
Yeah.
Currently one of the running jokes is
pardon the pun.
on the team, a few months ago, he gave this talk before one of our runs about carrying on the momentum throughout the cross country season. And he kept trying to say that, like, it's more of the same, but you have to have a different type of motivation going on into the championship season. He kept saying it's the same animal, but a whole different beast. And it didn't make any sense to anybody.
Well, let me guess, the talk took like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, it was a 20-minute speech that really ended in him saying the same thing about four or five times. And
yeah.
Everyone was that so jacked to go stand outside in the cold afterwards.
Yeah, that has not changed.
All right. I'm glad to know something doesn't change.
But if Pete's listening, Pete.
We know you're listening.
Those 20-minute talks on our podcast sometime.
So, Carl, we're going to need your help on this. We've asked Pete multiple times to come on the show, and with no verbal agreement yet, but I know deep in his heart he wants to come on. Last time he literally just asked me what I did for work after I asked
just
him.
Just avoided the question altogether.
It was just 100% turn it around. I was like, oh, what the heck? So...
I'll definitely bring it up tomorrow.
Bring it up. Bring it up. Tell him. Yeah. Hey, I was on a podcast last night. What about? They were looking for you to come on. You know, share some good old Pete stories. We got some good ones. Was he pretty excited to see his son go sub four?
He was jacked. It was the most happy I've ever seen him.
I think that's really what's what. Tell him that's what we want to talk to him about.
All right.
Yeah.
And he'll come on. Go ahead.
It's kind of funny because he was super excited like the day after. And then 2 days after, I talked to him about it. And he's like, yeah, now Nicky thinks he's a miler. But I look at the guys at the national meet and I think he can't beat any of those guys. Jeez. So he was super excited at first. And then give it 2 days and he's thinking that his son's got it wrong.
Back to pessimism, yeah.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. So you had a good amount of success this year. I mean, you're still having success. I'm not going to downplay that at all. But what do you think got you to this point? Like, hint, Charlie and I definitely were there freshman year. But what else do you think got you to this point to you know, with the team, really lead them into a good spot?
Yeah, you know, I'd say freshman year, I just had those great leaders in front of me, like Charlie and Grant, you know.
Smart answer.
Yeah. I mean, I was behind you sometimes, but yeah, like in front of you.
I don't know. Honestly, when I came in as a freshman, I knew that I wanted to go to the national meet and I wanted to be an All-American at some point. So, you know, it's my junior year, so I figured if I want to be an All-American by my senior year, then I got to at least qualify for nationals my junior year. So it's just a step.
It's a very logical step.
Inspiring stuff right there.
Yeah, I never really thought about it as in being just logical. it's like you're building it out like an electrician here. But I like it.
Now I'm trying to get to the serious stuff.
You just cut him off, Charlie. What the hell?
Sorry. Carl, go ahead.
To me, running is just kind of, you know, it's kind of a science, so I analyze a lot. Maybe that's a bad thing.
I don't think it's a bad thing. Obviously, you got to the national meet, and you're still having success. What was your PR this year in the mile?
I ran 4:13.4.
That's pretty quick. Probably, but Nicky ran 3:57. So
it was a split. So
Sorry.
That's at least 15 probably seconds more than like a 4:10 mile.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So now let's get to the serious questions. Carl, if your life was a movie, what movie would it be?
If my life was a movie?
Yeah, your life.
The Carl Walker story. A movie.
Like Elf? I could see you in Elf.
Elf. So I have to pick a movie that best describes my life?
Yeah, don't think too hard here. I think you're thinking too hard. Mine would probably be like Tommy Boy, maybe.
I was thinking Balls of
Fury. Oh, actually, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. That'd be mine for sure.
Um,
Or we can simple it up if you want to do.
No, he had an answer. Damn it! You keep cutting off.
Damn it.
What's that actor from Superbad? Not Jonah Hill, but the other guy.
Michael Cera? No. Michael Cera.
Yeah.
Maybe Juno. I'm going to say Juno.
That's really funny.
Great, that's a good Juno.
I have some real good Juno stories. Yeah, the moment you start running and then you hang out with people that aren't runners, they just associate you with being Juno, so...
Plus, you kind of look like Michael Cera.
When I have longer hair, it's a little more Michael Cera-y, but I like that pick, Juno. That's an interesting one. You're going to have a kid. I was just going to bring up the elephant in the room there. All right. Next question I got for you. So this is a really important one, and I really think that this is going to kind of prove how competitive you are in life. But would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? Everyone is judging this answer.
One horse-sized duck would definitely destroy me.
Yeah, ducks are mean, man.
Ducks are feisty.
I could take the horse-sized or the duck-sized horses.
All right, horses bite though. Keep that in mind.
I beg to differ, but it's whatever.
I think just
I'm fine.
Being masculine on my end, I would take the one horse-sized duck.
How is something like that can like walk that well on 2 feet? Like right? You just run away.
You can't move away. That quick.
Yeah.
Wait, can ducks fly?
That's literally an ostrich.
Yeah, but not a duck that big. It can't fly.
You don't think a duck that big can fly?
No.
I don't know.
He says an ostrich, but with a head that's probably like 8 times the size and a beak that would crush you.
Dude, imagine most of the weight would be in like the neck.
Yeah,
just the
neck. It's like one of those weightlifting guys that has like the huge traps. That's the neck. Man, I'm gonna have to draw a picture of this after this. That's gonna be a lot of fun.
All right, the last question we ask everyone, the tattoo question: if you're gonna get a tattoo, what would it be and where would you put it? And we've had some pretty good answers, so let's see if you can top it.
Charlie's face on your ass is definitely a good option.
Just saying.
If I'm being honest, Adam Brandt had that tattoo on his shoulder. Yeah. I like that location, so I would go my shoulder. What I would do, I always thought if I got a tattoo, it would have to mean something, because I wouldn't want to regret it later, obviously.
Okay.
I got it. You're going to get your sign.
Yeah.
My son?
No, your sign. Like your...
Oh, my sign.
Yeah, like your... What do they call those? Like the astrology?
Astrological sign.
Yeah.
Or like, you can get like a marijuana leaf. I know that's important to you.
I think maybe what I would do is...
Kidding.
I don't know what steroids would look like in a physical form, but I'll put some steroids on my shoulder.
Just get a needle.
Just get a needle.
Yeah. Or something.
Just a needle or like just like say HGH in a little spot right there. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
We'll buy some ad space off your skin if you want it. Like we'll pay like $20. We'll pay for the tattoo. And then you just have like charliemead.org on your like arm or someplace.
All right.
Well, just let us know where to send the money.
Yeah. Hash out the details.
Yeah. We'll work that out off air. Now we go into our spelling bee here. So basically a spelling bee goes, I'll ask Charlie a word. If he gets it wrong, you have an opportunity to steal it and spell that one correctly. And then I'll ask you a word and he has the same opportunity. And that's the first round. The second round, you each get your own word. Basically, if you get 2 words right, you win, unless the other person gets 2 words right, in which we have a tiebreaker and the first person that can spell the word correctly wins. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, good. Charlie.
No cheating, Carl.
No cheating.
Am I allowed to write down the word as I'm spelling it?
Good question. No. You are allowed. You are allowed that. No one's ever asked that question, but Charlie does every time. So that's a good question. All right, Charlie, your word is generalization.
Generalization?
Correct.
Gen generalization. Am I saying that right? Generalization.
I just need you to spell it right, buddy.
generalization. G-E-N-E-R. A-L-I-Z-A-T-I-O-N.
Wow, that's right. You got it.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations. That's a big win for you. That's the biggest word I had on here, so that was important.
Take that, Carl.
This is our working class America, everybody.
This is working class America, yeah. We have word check, or word, what do they call it? Spell check at work. It's beautiful. Carl, your word is limerick.
Limerick.
This is a college student right here.
College student, guys. We're screwed.
L-I-M-R-I-C-K.
That is incorrect. Charlie.
L-Y-M-R-I-C-K.
That's incorrect as well.
Dang it.
L-I-M-E-R-I-C-K.
Oh, limerick.
Yeah, next time. Limerick, basically. All right, So Charlie, if you spell this word correctly.
I win.
You're going to win. You're going to beat the college boy. Your word is mystery.
Mystery Alaska.
How you would win would be a mystery to me.
M-Y-S-T-A-R-Y.
That's wrong.
Is it E instead of A?
M-Y-S-T-E-R-Y.
Yeah. I had that written down first, and I was like, nah, they can't be that easy.
Dang, that's tough.
Carl, don't mess up.
Carl, if you get this right, we go into overtime. You ready?
Sure.
Diagram.
Oh, come on. How many times have you written this in reports?
D-I-A-G-R-A-M.
That's correct.
Okay.
All right, so.
I'm ready to fight back.
It's a tie ball game, 1-1. We're going into overtime here.
Buzz in? Buzz in, or how are we
in order, this? You got to buzz in this time, so you got to go beep as quick as you can. And if you can spell it correctly, then you win. You ready?
Ooh, caveat, if you spell it wrong, you automatically lose. We good with that?
I'm comfortable with that. And I set the rules, so yeah, I'm comfortable with that.
Cool, let's do it.
I have to say beep before I start spelling.
Yes, so yes. The first person to say beep, I'll call on, then you can spell. So yeah, I'll call on you. All right, you ready for the word?
Yep.
Comprehensive. Ooh. Go ahead, Carl.
Chocolate.
C-O-M-P-R-E-H-E-N-S-I-V-E.
He got it.
Dang it. Well done.
Dang, college boy comes out in overtime. That's one of the most competitive ones we've had in a long time, so I'm...
That was a good one.
Carl, I'm proud of you for that. More proud of you for that than I am of your 4:13 mile, but... You know, maybe under 4:10 we'll talk.
Thanks, Carl.
Take care, Carl.
Thanks, you too.
Get Pete on the show.
All right, I will.
All right, bye. All right, that was Carl Wachter. I was going to say the fastest guy we've had in the show in a while.
He's
not.
Probably the second fastest.
Probably. I'm trying to.
Different events.
I don't know. We're not going to make any definitive statements.
I'm going to. Second fastest we've ever had.
Sure.
Yep.
Fun time. Good time talking about. If you don't know our old coach from college, Pete, you know a little bit about him now. But fun guy. We like him a lot. Charlie, when is it okay to like just hop on a bandwagon?
I think it's all on the person. If you just do it shamelessly, whenever you want.
It's like Nick Jackson style.
Yeah, I mean, we are going to get made fun of, and people have every right to make fun of you for it. But
But is there ever a time where it's not okay if people make fun of you for hopping on a bandwagon?
No. A true bandwagon hop? No.
So they should be comfortable with just knowing that they're going to get made fun of either way.
And yeah, sometimes, you know, depending on when you do it, though, it might be worse than if, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's always a little bit of room that I say is acceptable.
So anyone...
Who are you jumping on?
I'm testing the waters here for a second.
Dipping your big toe in?
The Browns, man. The Browns are going to be hot. They just got...
Jarvis Landry and the new boy out there?
And Odell out there. And Baker Mayfield out here throwing TDs. I don't know. It looks like a pretty good – why football's just starting. Not even really, but the season, the year just started. It was a hot day for trading.
Nick Chubb in the backfield, too. I mean, they got an offense.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Yeah, but other than that, I don't want – there's no other bandwagons. I'm already on – like, I already root for the Blackhawks and the Cubs, so it's kind of tough to find another bandwagon.
True that. I hope the Browns do well. Like, I cheer for
them. I would like him. I'll cheer for him, but I don't think I'm going to actually, like, be a vocal
Browns fan. I don't think I'm going to be a bandwagon status. But, no. I kind of want them to do well just because they've sucked for so long and they had nothing to do with the Bears.
Yeah. So do you want, like, the Indians to do well as well? Are you just, like, rooting for Cleveland now?
No.
That's a good call, yeah.
Indians can still suck. I'm cool with that.
What's your least favorite sports city in the U.S.?
Might be Boston.
Really?
I don't like any of the teams in Boston.
Dang, that's tough. That's a tough call. I think Miami.
See, it's hard for me to really count as a sports city.
I mean, they suck, but...
I mean, yeah.
I don't know. I just really don't... They stole Jay Cutler from us, and that was, you know, that was like the end of my like for anyone that wore that nasty color of blue.
I bet
you do, you little candy ass.
What'd you call me?
Called you candy ass. All right.
You want me to be a hockey player? I'll be a hockey player.
Anyway, if you want to hop on the bandwagon, we'd love to hear you talk to us about it.
Good one.
Yeah, because no one ever talks to us. I digress. Charlie, what's your quote?
Choices are easy when you have nothing to lose. By Barbara Delinsky. Good old Barbara.
Good old Barb. What a nice lady.
Hey, don't shorten her name unless you have permission.
In honor of having College Boy on today, classes will dull your mind and destroy the potential for authentic creativity. John Nash.
I wonder how he feels about school.
Well, I don't know. He created the Nash Equilibrium, so.
I wonder how he feels about trade school.
And game theory.
Anyway, deuces.